Gosh, a lot of people are facing a tough Christmas, a Christmas amid a COVID recession. But interestingly, the economic data so far would suggest we're faring better than other countries. So how bad is it likely to get, and how many of us will it impact? Former Liberal leader John Hewson, we do seem to be doing better than other places, but how hard is the recession going to bite?
Good evening, Bill. Yes, look, it's the biggest challenge, obviously, since the Great Depression in terms of economic and social management. And although we have done better in terms of the impact on the economy and unemployment and things like that than other countries, I mean, you can't be complacent.
Do you think this recession is going to be deeper and harder than the 1990s recession?
Oh, yes, it is. It's already at that and been recorded at that. We don't really know the true unemployment number, as the Prime Minister has admitted. I mean, there's a lot of people who've left the workforce, a lot of people who are on JobKeeper that don't get counted, and so on. And so as you phase down those benefits, those people will move back to the job market, and then, of course, they'll get counted as unemployed if they don't find a job.
How's it different to the 1990s recession? I mean, this one's been caused by government deliberately restraining the economy.
It's different because it's been a response to the virus. The virus, the medical advice on the virus was you really do need to think of social distancing, lockdowns, border restrictions and so on, all of which have a very significant disruptive and direct and economic effect and social effect. And we've seen the consequences of that, and perhaps it's not as bad as the authorities, Reserve Bank and Treasury, first feared. But, you know, it's still worse than any of us will have experienced in our lifetime, I think. And in those terms, we won't come out of it quickly or easily. Some of the parts of the economy will pick up. Some of them actually didn't get negatively affected very much at all. But broadly, of course, there's a long, long pathway out.
I'm talking with John Hewson. John, that brings us to the next logical question. What's the best way out of it, especially if we don't get a vaccine soon?
Well, the government's budget is, of course, the next benchmark for them, and that's October the 6th. And all the media today are talking about an avalanche of new spending.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an easy get in politics these days to say you're going to spend.
Do you reckon that'll fix things?
No, I don't think a lot of the problems are structural, and you don't fix them by just throwing more money at them. Although they do need more money. Take aged care, for example. Now they're structural changes as much as they require money. They require you to reset that industry in a way that it's just been neglected for a couple of decades at least.
And what about all these businesses that have been in hibernation? How likely is it that they'll all survive?
Well, there's a strong expectation that some of the changes that have been made, like setting aside the requirements for solvency in business, allowing the delaying of mortgage payments and rent payments and so on, funding businesses to keep people on their books even though they may not be working, and so on. I mean, take all that away, suddenly the expectation is that a lot of those companies may be zombie companies, as they're being referred to as. You know, they won't be able to automatically go back into the same sort of business that they're in. They won't want to employ as many people as they did before.
Yep.
They'll have trouble catching up on their mortgages, on their rents.
Yep.
And then, you know, if you suddenly have a decision that, you know, OK, you've got to start catching up, it's going to impact significantly on some businesses. And, of course, it'll hit the household sector, we know, pretty heavily. It was record levels of household debt and very high levels of corporate debt going into the COVID. Yep. And a lot of them have actually borrowed more in order to get by. And so, you know, the reality of just adjusting back to as normal repayment terms and so on is going to have a very big impact.
Yeah, hard times ahead, John. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight, mate.
Thanks, Bill. Nice to talk to you again.